Welcome to the Rooflines Podcast, produced by Virginia Realtors, where we serve up real talk about real estate in Virginia. On each episode, we break down trends in the housing market and help you make sense of what's going on in Virginia's real estate industry and what's on the horizon.
In this episode, we will talk about new construction, specifically single-family units, and how it is impacting the market and home buyers. Then we will look at building permit data in Virginia and the trends taking place in the local markets.
Hello, and welcome to Rooflines Podcast. I'm Ryan Price, Chief Economist here at Virginia Realtors, and I'm joined today by one of our research team members, Dominique Fair. Hey, Dominique, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Ryan. How about you?
I'm great. Ready to dive into today's episode. What about you?
Yeah, let's get it going.
So today's topic centers around new construction. First, we'll talk about how it's shaping the market, and then look at single-family permitting data here in Virginia. Dominique, I'll let you kick things off for us.
Thanks, Ryan. Last year, inventory was historically low due to several factors, ranging anywhere from high mortgage rates to a lack of supply. But since then, those numbers have started to grow. The most recent report from NAR found that inventory was up 23% from September of last year to this year.
More supply is certainly great for the market, but historically, the U.S. has been underbuilding for years now, and even at the current pace, we're still unable to keep up with the demand that's out there in the market.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are right, Ryan. The U.S. is currently short 4.5 million units, according to a report from Zillow.
A shortage that was made worse by the pandemic and has led to affordability challenges for buyers as mortgage rates and prices continue to climb.
It's definitely been a tough time for them, which is why they're looking for different kinds of ways to offset those housing costs. One of the ways is by buying a newer home.
Yeah, new construction activity has been growing over the last year, especially in the single family market. Permits grew by double digits in 5 out of the 7 geographic regions in the second quarter of this year, according to the NAHB Geographic Index, which is the National Association of Home Builders.
And single-family permits also hit a 5-month high in September with 970,000 authorizations.
You know, with newer units hitting the market, buyers not only have more housing options, but also the opportunity to receive incentives or discounts from the builders that could help offset some of the housing costs.
That is very true, Ryan. The NAHB Housing Market Index report found that in September, sales incentives rose to 62%, and the average price reduction rose to 6%.
Seems like builders are really trying to close the gap between supply and demand while also keeping it a little more affordable for buyers and in some cases.
They are. And we can see that when we look at new home sales numbers. Per the Census Bureau, new home sales went up 4.1% from August and 6.3% year over year. This shows that some buyers are not waiting on the sidelines and are ready to take advantage of those incentives and price cuts to buy a home.
I believe it really shows how competitive the market is, you know, as some buyers are giving up on the existing home market altogether and opting to go with a new home. You know, we've seen existing home sales numbers relatively sluggish, but this increase in new home sales seems to be promising for that sector.
Yeah, let's hope that those new home sales continue and encourage buyers to come more into the market.
Now that we've talked about new construction on the national level, I wanted to talk about what is happening here in Virginia at the state level. Now, Dominique, I know you recently wrote an e-news article on building permits in Virginia. So what can you tell us about single-family permits here in the state?
Well, Ryan, I can tell you that single-family permits were up in Virginia. So again, per the Census Bureau, there were 15,970 single-family permits year-to-date, which is January through August, and that's up about 11.7% from the previous year.
So what about permit levels pre-pandemic? Are they lower or higher now?
Good news there is that they are higher. Permits for single-family units have gone up 9.9% since August of 2019.
Wow, that is good news for the state. An increase in supply could alleviate the pressure on home prices in some markets. And with mortgage rates hopefully trending down, you know, it'll be a bit bumpy, but hopefully a downward trend over the next year or so. You know, buyers may start to feel more comfortable jumping back into the market again. This is all going to be local market driven. Now let's talk about permits at the local level. What trends did you notice, Dominique?
The first thing I noticed was that most metro areas in the state saw single-family permits go up, which is, of course, positive news. And then the second thing I noticed is that the smaller metro markets saw the biggest amount of growth year to date.
Interesting. Can you give us an example of one of those markets?
Oh, of course. So Harrisonburg was the market where we saw single-family permits go up the most. They went up about 46% from last year to this year. And other markets like Lynchburg and Roanoke, we also saw that there was double-digit growth there as well for single-family permits.
And what about some of the bigger metro markets? What are the trends that we're seeing in those markets?
So the bigger markets, for example, Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia, we saw permits did go up, but in August, they went up by single digits versus the smaller markets where we saw them go up by double digits. But to be fair, those bigger markets like Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia saw single-family permits go up in August. So they went up, but they did go up by single digits versus the smaller metro areas that went up by double digits. But to kind of clarify things a little bit more, those bigger markets also have single-family permits at rates of about thousands of permits per month versus the smaller metro areas.
That makes sense. So which metro areas had the highest number of single-family permits so far through August? I'd imagine probably our bigger markets, but what is the data telling us?
Yeah, so you're right about that one, Ryan. So yes, Northern Virginia was the market that had the highest number of single-family permits year to date. They had about 8,253 permits, and that was up from 7% the previous year. And looking at other markets like Richmond and Hampton Roads, they also had a higher number of single-family permits compared to those smaller markets like Harrisonburg or possibly Blacksburg.
So it sounds like we're seeing more single-family construction so far in 2024 here in Virginia compared to 2023. Now, we still have a few months to go, but, seeing as our supply imbalance, supply-demand imbalance remains a big factor, I think any additional supply at this point is positive news for the market, new or existing. And with those final numbers, we'll end our podcast here. Stay tuned as Dominique and I do a quick quiz. I mentioned earlier how Dominique recently wrote an article on single-family permits. So for today's quiz, I'll be asking questions about her article to see how much she remembers. Are you ready, Dominique?
I'm hoping that my memory is still pretty good, but yes, I'm ready for the quiz.
All right, first question. Where does Virginia rank among all 50 states in single-family building permits so far in 2024?
Oof, 50 states. So I do remember this graphic. If I can recall, I believe Virginia ranked ninth.
That's correct. We cracked the top 10.
Nice. All right. I'm ready for the next question.
So which metro area in Virginia saw single family permits fall in August?
Ooh. Oh, I remember that one. It was Blacksburg.
Correct again. You're two for two. Only one more question to go.
Hopefully you make this one an easy one.
We'll see about that. So final question, which state had the highest number of single family permits in August year to date?
Okay, Ryan. So going back to the graphic, I do remember that Texas and Florida led in authorizations, but I don't fully remember which one was, in first place and which one was in second place. Let's see. I'm going to take a stab at it, and I'm going to say Texas.
That's correct. Nice job, Dominique. Yeah, the Houston and Dallas markets are really booming right now.
Yeah, they're definitely booming quite a bit, but I'm glad I managed to get that one right. I was kind of afraid I wouldn't. Thank you for joining us today. I will leave you with a smart stat. 33.4%. that was the number of home sales that were new construction in the first quarter of 2024, double the share it was pre-pandemic, according to a Redfin report.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Rooflines, real talk about real estate in Virginia. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to Rooflines on your favorite podcast platform. If you have ideas for future podcast topics, please share those with us by emailing rooflines@virginiarealtors.org.